Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. A man was recording with his cell phone when lightning struck a Delta Airlines plane while it sat on the runway. The aircraft was awaiting clearance for takeoff. YouTube user Jack Perkins wasn't able to board his flight Tuesday because of horrible weather moving through the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport area. His intention was to share footage of the weather with his wife. While waiting and recording, Jack captured a direct lightning strike on a 737. As incredible as the footage is, Delta spokesman Morgan Durant said that the aircraft design allows lightning bolts to be safely directed. Fuselage structure and industrial-grade insulation acts as a superconductive lightning rod that rechannels lightning around and away from customers and crew and out into the ground via the landing gear. Wow! You've got to take a look at this photo and the video at darkmatternews.com. Well, there's a home up for sale in Perryopolis, Pennsylvania. You could celebrate your purchase of this lovely four-bedroom Victorian with some fava beans and maybe a nice Chianti. The house that was used as the home of a psychotic killer, Buffalo Bill, in the 1991 film The Silence of the Lambs, is up for sale.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
The production crew took 6 weeks to turn the three-story house into the squalid home of the killer played by Ted Levine. A film crew spent 3 days shooting in the foyer, as well as the dining room of the home near Perryopolis, about 30 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. The asking price, just $300,000 for the home, which also features an in-ground pool and a vintage caboose as a pool house. But what about that creepy basement dungeon where Buffalo Bill kept one would-be victim and where he was eventually killed? Don't worry, that doesn't even exist. Those scenes were shot on a soundstage. Alongside Night, the movie to see this summer. This is a prophetic tale written 3 decades ago. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules and star of the hit movie God's Not Dead. In a collapsing near future, America High School senior Elliot Freeland searches for his missing father and family. But this puts him in between the grips of an out-of-control government and a revolutionary anarchist underground. This movie is packed with action, twists and turns, and an eye-opening message of hope. If you see only one movie this summer, make it Alongside Night.
The 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of Alongside Night is on sale for $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at area51movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at area51movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375.
Dark Matter News has obtained some rather creepy-sounding Sasquatch howls recorded in Cayuga National Park this year. The howler seems to howl in different directions. Responding whoops can be heard in the distance. Highway noise from the Ohio Turnpike can also be heard in the background. Over 20 years ago, recording of these same howls were recorded. The 1994 recording is known as the Ohio Howl. It was recorded on high bluffs above the Ohio River, looking towards West Virginia. That recording has stumped animal sound experts ever since. Scientific analysis has concluded that it was not a mechanical device, nor was it the vocalization of any known animal. The latest recording from the Cayuga Valley National Park was recorded around 11 p.m. near Hemlock Point in March of 2005 by Charlie Page. There have been sporadic sightings, sounds, and track finds near and within this park for decades. The park is huge, some 52 square miles, 50% larger than Manhattan. The park has many large marshes surrounded by lush nut-bearing forests. The combination of ingredients along with the frequent rains produces an abundance of small animals and deer herds, all of which provide sustenance for predators such as coyotes and Sasquatch. A dozen or so Bigfoot could survive there unseen. Compared to the odds of seeing a Bigfoot, the odds of hearing a Sasquatch are relatively good. As thousands of Bigfoot enthusiasts will attest, you can hear Sasquatch making noise in the woods at night. We have obtained some artist renderings of the Bigfoot sighting from 1994, as well as the full audio recordings of the howls heard in 2015 and 1994 at darkmatternews.com. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.